Shawn Mendes, If I Can't Have You on Magic 104, today's hits. Real quick, let's check a Magic 104 forecast, and then we'll get to a full moon readings. You guys can start texting in. I know a bunch of you have already. That number is 603-356-9145. It's all brought to you by Premier Home Store. Check them out online, northconwaypremier.com. We'll talk more about them as the hour continues. But right now, get those questions in for Sarah. 603-356-9145. This will be a text in only, and we'll go through them rapid fire style. Should be a lot of fun. It's cloudy right now, 23 here at Settlers Green Outlet Village, 20 degrees in Berlin and Gorham. Here we go with some full moon readings. Here it is. Gotta love the music.
I do love Sets that howl mood. Every time. Yep.
Sets the mood a little bit. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much. I love
doing
this.
Oh, my goodness. We were happy, though. We played it safe when it comes to for Friday because of the storm and all that. But I'm happy that we were able to make it happen relatively close to the full moon.
Oh, yeah. That was a doozy.
That was a doozy. I was going to ask you. People were calling it, what is it, the first snow moon or something? All kinds of different names.
I don't know what it was named. I had some for myself, but I won't list them.
Right.
That one was a big moon. And when we get the full moons, it's really a good time to release what we're holding on to, let it go, kind of give it up to the moon. But if you work at a school or a hospital, you know that moons can make people crazy.
Yeah.
And I was one of them this time. I was like, wow, I'm usually not this grumpy.
In addition to your Facebook post that you posted yesterday and talking about the big moon and all of that, a lot of people were texting that type of thing. It definitely has an effect.
Well, yeah, and we're out of the holidays, we're out of the big ones that everybody stresses about. So it's kind of a huge time to get your bearings again. It's still only winter, but we're leading up into spring. So what do you want when the buds start blooming again? So it's a really good time to think about, okay, what is no longer serving me, releasing that, and then looking forward. And then make a plan. Really manifest it.
Excellent. And I did want to thank you as well for coming out to the big event that we had not too long ago with our friends at Premier.
So much fun.
That was a lot of fun. We were overwhelmed by the response that we received over at the Premier Home Store for our big game day super giveaway. What a blast.
It was a party.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Premier sponsors this.
Yes.
And you can buy outright there or you can rent it, rent to own. And they build your credit. It's amazing. And it's huge, first of all, and it's clean and it's affordable. And they get you whatever. I went in, I was like, can you get that in a different color? He's like, hang on one second. Yep, no problem, and I can have it this day.
Really is.
Amazing people.
Great.
And they're fun.
Yep, and they're fun guys. Yeah, fun guys and girls over there for sure. Check them out online, northconwaypremier.com. They're located right next to Lowe's, right next to JCPenney in the Hannaford parking lot here in North Conway. And of course, I always say it, as long as you shop them at least once, whether it be last, first, whatever the case, you're going to get the best price.
You know what's really funny as we're talking, the top of my head's getting wicked tickly, which is how a lot of times spirits will try to say hi to me.
Yes.
Okay. Well, she's like beside you and sort of like, okay, so let's do this. Like, it's kind of like she hasn't shown up for any of the shows in a while and now it's time.
Well,
so
that's weird.
I know.
Why do you always do this to me?
I don't know.
Giving me
did you
goosebumps?
Get goosebumps?
Yeah.
There you go. I'm right.
All right. Let's move on to somebody else.
Well, now my head can stop tickling, which would be fabulous for me as
well. We'll have a private session later. Okay, here we go. Let's get to it.
Boo.
Here we go. Yeah, exactly. Lisa from Berlin texting in. Remember, everybody, text in 603-356-9145. Especially if it's your first time texting, and make sure you at least give us your first name and the town that you are from. That'd be great. And then, of course, if they're talking about pets or even loved ones, if they have passed on, that's always nice to know for you.
Yeah,
for
they sure. They feel exactly the same for me.
Okay, here we go. Lisa from Berlin texting in, starting off with kind of a doozy, if you will. She's wondering about her brother's death, if it was indeed an accident.
Yes, it was. My throat got super tight as Gino was even reading the question. It was 100% an accident. And he says, you know better than that. You go with your gut and don't listen to the other people that are the naysayers. It was an accident, yes.
Okay, that one goes out to Lisa from Berlin. Another Lisa.
Okay, good.
Lisa from North Conway. She says, for Sarah, I want to know if there is anything more that she can do to help her husband, or is he right? She's done all that she can.
I just heard the word gentleness. So when you asked, I my eyes are kind of my magic eight ball, yes or no. My right eye kind of twitches if it's a yes, and my left eye kind of squeezes if it's a no. And when you said, can I help him? I hear yes, just gentleness and patience, and then back up and give him the space to make the decisions he's going to make. He's on the right track.
Okay. Excellent. This one goes from Alicia from Berlin. Love the Berlin listeners texting in. Alicia from Berlin. Hey, Sarah, a lot of negative things have been happening in my life lately, and I'm wondering if there's a break in my future.
You know, it's so funny. I don't watch superhero movies, but I totally just saw like the Hulk and then exploding and fracturing and then exploding and then coming out super shiny and amazing. The things that are breaking are giving you permission to walk away from them, whether it's a career, a relationship, a car I just heard. The things that aren't working. So interesting that I started by saying about the full moon releasing and setting the tone for your future. You're shedding the layers that are opening space for you to have what you truly want. I think that you have some of what you want, maybe 70% of it, but the rest of it needs to be filled in with what you really love.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah. And shedding is not always a comfortable process.
All right.
Kind of honor it for what it is.
Excellent. That one goes out to Alicia from Berlin. This is Brian from Nashua. Listens online at conwaymagic.com, which is always appreciated. Always texting in. And he says, this is Brian from Nashua. My living dog, Scout, has her annual vet checkup later this month. Can you ask Scout if she has any hidden issues that she would like to get brought up?
The butt on the left side, kind of off-center to the tail, it's kind of like the upper part of the hip area, is a teeny, teeny, teeny bit sore, but nothing huge. And it's so funny because when Gino said your name, I wanted to like flex. So I have no idea. If you've been working out, you're proud of it, but I'm like, I feel like I need to sit here with my mirror muscles up. And it's not disrespectful. It's actually a huge compliment. It means you're feeling good in your body. No, Scout feels really good, but I don't like their treats. Like, I feel like I need to take them, but they're not the ones I want. Ugh. I just got, ugh, it's like cardboard.
Treats from the vet?
Treats from the vet. Like, they're not giving me good ones.
All right. So, Brian, pack some extra treats that she likes.
Seriously, I got like, I'll take it, but I don't want it.
Okay, we have Donna from Milan texting in. Has a male orange cat, approximately 12 years old, wondering how he's been feeling.
He feels chubby. I feel like I'm the cat sitting on the couch like a human. If that cat does that, I would love for you to send a picture in, because the one I have in my head is fantastic. I feel fine.
Like a Garfield almost?
It's kind of, yeah, like just letting it all hang out. The cat's fine. It's giving you a look like, Jesus, lady, why are you bringing this up on the radio? Totally fine.
All right. So
that's a hot ticket.
Yeah.
And it will wear a collar if it doesn't already.
Perfect. All right. Donna, put your mind at ease. He's doing all right. Heather from Conway, wondering if there's any personal health concerns that she should be worried about.
No, your lungs actually feel really good. Like, I feel like I can take a huge breath and the air is moving really well through you. So I feel like you've actually created the space in which to breathe and to have room to move. No, I'm not worried about your health at all. If you have a specific health concern, text us back, but I don't see any red flags.
Wonderful. Mm. And we want people to know that's a good point, of course. These are feelings. These are energies that you're getting.
Yeah.
So if they have any other concerns that are more
serious.
Oh, I'm
definitely not a doctor or a veterinarian,
exactly.
And I did not stay at a Holiday Inn last night. Like, I can't back what I say beyond spirit. I'm a conduit for spirit.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm not making this up because I'm not that creative. Early in the morning, but definitely check with your vet or doctor if I give you anything medical.
And of course, you can get more info on Sarah, and perhaps if you want her to expand a little bit on one of the readings that you received this morning, or any questions really, you can contact her and book a private session. That's enlightenedhorizons.com. You can also follow her on Facebook, which is linked up to our Facebook page. Megan from Glen texting in. She says that full moon readings are so much fun for her daughter and herself. So
thanks
us for that, and we have to thank Premier. They're the
Absolutely.
Ones that make this happen for us. She said she's a stay-at-home mom, and she's looking for a stream of income that makes her heart happy. I didn't give you pick anything up on
Yeah,
that.
You know what's so interesting? I see braiding. So I'm a psychic, so I do weird stuff. And sweet grass is something that people braid and then buy. And if you go to the store, it's like 9 or 11, 15 bucks for a thing. So I see you doing something crafty with your hands, and I see you doing it at home where you don't have to leave the house. And I see you being able to do it anywhere. They're showing me braiding. I hope that makes sense to you. It doesn't feel like it's painting. It doesn't feel like it's stained glass. It's nothing that's going to take a lot of space or time. You're going to make so much money on this. It's kind of like making popcorn or coffee. Your return on investment is phenomenal. You're going to have the same thing, but you're going to love what you do, and people love your packaging. You're so stinking creative.
Excellent.
Mm.
That's a good one.
I like that. If you do it, let me know. I'll buy it.
Craig from Glen texting in, asking on behalf of his 9-year-old daughter. She had a cat and a dog pass away. Their names are Meow Meow and Sherman. She's wondering how they're doing.
They're great. Meow Meow's face feels really weird to me. On my right cheek, it just feels really warm. So if your daughter keeps getting a tickle on her right cheek, I think it's Meow Meow rubbing its head against her. I don't think that cat ever energetically left her side. And then Sherman, that's a totally different feel. Sherman just went like, I'm on board and I am on point. Sherman is like the little He says, I'm a little rebel, but I want to say he's a little soldier, but he's like, no, I'm a rebel. He's not a rebel at all. I feel like if I sneeze, the dog would be like, huh, what was that? Sherman's 100% at peace. I feel like I loved you guys so much. This is like, Sherman's a dog that you can use with your daughter to explain to her about heaven or the other side or whatever your belief system is. Like, Sherman went somewhere. Where did it go? And then when it's there, can you talk to them? Can you reach out to them? Can you ask for help? Like, when we're all at red lights, who are you praying to? Like, come on, red light, let's go, let's go. Are you just hoping that the person who programmed it did it well, or are you kind of rolling the dice with the higher power? I'm rolling the dice.
Wonderful. All right, that one goes out to Craig's daughter from Glenn. We'll do one more before we take a quick break. We have Ashley from Conway. She says, my daughter's grandfather passed away on vacation last March unexpectedly. Wondering if he is around, has any messages?
My head, my temple on my right side feels very strange. I have goosebumps on my legs when he comes around. So pay attention if you're getting goosebumps on the lower part of your body. And his balance felt off to me before he passed. Oh, I'm getting such a warm hug. He just literally put his hands around my arms and then squeezed. Like, that means more to him than putting his arms around me completely, because it means he's listening with intention. This is a man that had nobility. He had awareness. He had integrity. He had peace and comfort within his own life. He's just asking you to be mindful of how everybody's moving through the process of grieving. He wants everybody to get a little more aligned. Everybody's a little scattered. They need more alignment. I'm not sure exactly what he means by that.
Okay. Well, Ashley, if you can clarify, why not?
Yeah, I like him.
That one goes up to Ashley from Conway. We'll take a quick break. It really is a quick, just a minute break. And I will be back with more Full Moon Readings brought to you by Premier Home Store on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.